Wisconsin has traditionally been looked upon as a model for good state government in the country. It was once called the Laboratory of Democracy, and states used to emulate Wisconsin and adopt many of the reforms that we've put into place over the years here. But it's really been a long time since Wisconsin's really earned that reputation. I think many people point to the mid-1990s as a departure point. That was when two fellows by the name of Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen took over their respective chambers in the Wisconsin legislature, Quala a Democrat, Jensen a Republican. And that led to the greatest scandal in the history of modern Wisconsin politics, the legislative caucus scandal, in which the two leaders, Quala and Jensen, and many others were charged and convicted, ultimately, of crimes related to illegal campaign fundraising in the Capitol. Scott Jensen is going to be tried again this year sometime. But that was really, I think, probably the departure point. And since that time, we've seen elections become more expensive and nastier. Just in 2006, the race for governor, $33 million, much of it special interest money, the most negative campaign that people can remember. That was followed in short order by a totally dysfunctional state budget process, which was 4 months late. Wisconsin was the last state in the country to deliver a state budget in 2007. And while it was being held up, hundreds of thousands of dollars of special interest money were raised for the next campaign. Two Supreme Court races in a row now. In early 2007, the Ziegler-Clifford race, followed by just this past spring, the Gableman-Butler race, $5-6 million races for the state Supreme Court, most of the money supplied by outside special interest groups, most of that money secret and undisclosed. The problem there is that the candidates themselves were barely heard. Special interest groups largely dictated the course of the campaign. And I think after all of this, people in Wisconsin are shell-shocked. They're frustrated. They're ready for reform. The legislature, although it's adjourned for 2008, is still in special session on campaign finance reform, called by Governor Doyle late in 2007. They still haven't acted on it. And so this forum on Monday evening, April 28th in Madison, is an attempt to light a fire under the legislature and bring back public attention to where it belongs, cleaning up the corrupting money situation in Wisconsin politics, and getting the legislature to act on campaign finance reform. Too late to do anything about the 2008 elections, but plenty of time to do something before 2009 kicks in, when Wisconsin is due to have yet another state Supreme Court race in which the Chief Justice will be up for election. And I think this forum, which is the fifth in a series of 10 that we're holding around the state, is an opportunity for citizens to voice their concern, their frustration, tell leading reformers what it is they think ought to be done. We've even taken the liberty of invited someone who's opposed reform, or at least been a skeptic about it, Christian Schneider of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. And Mr. Schneider seems to think that more money is a good thing and negative politics is an okay thing. That's certainly a view that's held by some people. But we want all those views to be held forward on Monday evening. Senator Michael Ellis and Senator John Erpenbach, Republican and Democrat, have been fighting for campaign finance reform for years. Gail Shea, the founder of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, is going to be there, and Common Cause, which is sponsoring the event, will be there as well. So the public's invited. It's free. There's even refreshments. We're hoping for a big turnout of citizens and students and people who just really care about government and want to see something done for a change instead of the same old negative, nasty politics that has dominated Wisconsin for the last 15, 20 years, and who really want an end to it. There are groups that have had their way in Wisconsin for a long time, and these are the groups that traditionally give a lot of money, contribute a lot of money, and then get the legislature or the governor or whoever to do a lot of their bidding. These are special interest groups that are well known to people, groups like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business organization, WEAC, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state's largest teacher union. These groups and many like them contribute thousands, even millions of dollars towards reelecting legislators or electing legislators, gubernatorial candidates, and now state Supreme Court justices. so that their view is reflected. The problem with that, though, is that much of the money these groups spend is undisclosed, it's unregulated, it drowns out the voices of the candidates themselves, and the candidates, whether they're running for governor, the legislature, or the state Supreme Court, do not operate on a level playing field. They are forced to have limits on the amount of contributions they raise. They are forced to disclose and have the money regulated that they use for their campaigns, as it should be. The public has a right to know where that money comes from. But these special interest groups, because Wisconsin has not passed laws to make it possible for these groups to be forced to tell us who's paying for these ads, who their donors are, and have the money come from a regulated source. So I'm hoping that this will be a forum in which people will be able to voice what they really think is wrong, and we can make a real connection between the issues people really care about, health care reform, property tax relief, the economy, you name it. Without fundamental reform of the election process and the campaign finance system, it's very tough for people's real concerns to get addressed in a meaningful way in Madison, or for that matter, in Washington, D.C.